Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing good on this Sunday. Now, I'm going to talk about technology here, specifically Apple technology. Last night on Twitter, I read a tweet from AppleVis. For those of you who may not know, AppleVis is a site promoting accessible apps for all Apple devices, accessory reviews for all Apple devices, and obviously anything that is Apple related. It is a good site to go to, AppleVis.com. But anyway, that's not really the point of this boo. The point is, they put up a tweet saying that the NFB...
What is the NFB?
National Federation of the Blind. This is in America, by the way, guys and girls and aliens. The NFB have passed a resolution saying that they are going to demand of Apple that all iOS apps are accessible to blind people. Now...
Yeah, but they haven't clarified what sort of apps.
Yeah, now, my first question to this was... we need clarification as to what type of apps you're talking about here. Because... there are games out there, for example, and yes, you know, games are apps, because apps are apps. There are games out there that there is no getting away from it, you need site to play. For example, on my PC... There's a game that I have, well, I haven't played it in a long while, actually, but I used to play it called X Beyond the Frontier, or the series was called, was the X series. And basically, you fly around in a spacecraft, you start off with literally nothing, and you are trading, buying and selling, and you end up building a trading, a massive empire, as in, like, factories and stuff like that. Now, that's just part of the game. That's not the whole story, but that's just, you know, part of the game. Now, these games had a lot of speech in the game, so therefore, where there are pictures, for example, pictures of various trade commodities or various ships that I could buy or factories that I could purchase. There would be text telling you what those things were, but there would be like the speech from like their, you know, the automated computer that you'd expect to hear from a starship, you know, the ship's onboard computers talking to you, telling you what's what. Now, this wasn't done deliberately for blind people. It was just there. Now, in that sense, that was very good. It has certainly helped me. But, and this is where the but is, I still needed sight to play the game. Because I needed sight to be able to dock my vessel. I needed sight to be able to guide my vessel through the star system, various star systems, through jump gates. Jump gates basically link system to system. I still needed my eyesight to be able to go into combat with various ships. Considering that this game... use all three dimensions when it comes to space travel, as you would expect, as in height, width and depth, as it were. So obviously you could fly up and down, left, right and that sort of thing. You know, there's no real way that a totally blind person could play this game. You know, there's no...
I could never play that game. I know the one you mean, but I couldn't play it.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain aspects of it that you could do.
No, because then I would be somebody else's game, because I'd need someone to sit there and say, right, left a bit, right a bit, down.
Yeah.
Now fire. It's like, well...
Yeah, that's right.
But no speech can tell you that, because they don't recognize, they haven't developed anything that does explain things like that.
No, that's right.
Screen readers can't do that.
Well, a screen reader, certainly a Windows screen reader, would not work in the game environment like that. It would crash iOS, it.
Though. I mean, now I would voiceover.
Mm.
Because it's graphics. It's not. They're not labels.
No, exactly, exactly. But well, the point with X is that it didn't. It was what you would call self-voicing. In other words, it had its own internal voice.
Yeah, but only for certain things.
Yeah, only for certain things.
For more of a gimmick. Well, no, because that was meant to be the ship's computer. The ship's computer...
talking to you, yeah. That's right, that's right.
Even you struggled for when it had text.
I did. I struggled a lot.
I mean, perhaps they could integrate speech to read the text, but that's all they can do.
That's right.
Because the rest of it's graphics.
I mean, in the later game, there's autopilot that you can use, so you can track the ship using autopilot and stuff like that.
Well, maybe because I'm on blind can read, but that even someone has to tell you. Because I remember there was a speech on there though.
Yeah, well, I suppose it can make a bleeping noise as the ship enters the site.
It does make a bleeping noise,
doesn't
it?
No, it doesn't, no.
It makes some noise.
Yeah, I know when it explodes.
No, it does... No, I'm sure there was a noise from it.
No, no. But my point is that... you will never, ever have a game that can be made completely... voice-over accessible. It'll never happen. It'll never happen.
That's what game it was.
True. But here's the thing.
That would have to be a different game, otherwise, though, wouldn't it? It'd have to be all text and no sounds or...
Well... It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. I mean... If you did that, then you'd almost be turning X into a mud. Yeah. What I do think is that on the Apple's App Store, there could be like an accessibility rating for for apps.
Is it
no
one?
No, there isn't. For example.
Zero for voiceover if it's not working, it doesn't work.
Yeah, for example, people could rate either through user interaction, like for example the reviews or whatever. You could have, like they do on Apple Vis, a rating system that allows for rating in terms of accessibility. Now, if the NFB petitioned Apple to do something like that, then I would agree with that. You know, that would make more sense. That would be logical. That would be completely logical. But to sit there and demand that all apps be made accessible I'm sorry, that doesn't quite cut it. I don't think that's going to work. For starters, a lot of the, you know, it's not really Apple's domain to do that. For example, getting back to games again, there's a few games are coded using various types of engines. Now, basically, think of a game engine as a foundation, and yeah, think of a game engine as like a foundation which game developers purchase, and then they add their code to actually make their game. Now, with a lot of these, or with a few of these game engines, and I know this because I've been talking to a few accessibility specialists recently about this sort of thing, so I do know to some degree what I'm talking about here. Ian Hamilton, if you're listening, yes, I do enjoy conversing with you. But anyway, like I'm trying to say, these game engines don't necessarily allow for voiceover integration, so it's not even necessarily that these game developers are actually not wanting to make their games accessible. It's that the engines, as in the foundations, have been made in such a way as to effectively block voiceover from working with them. Now, my thinking with regards to this, let's just talk about games because games is my province. I love gaming, no questions asked, especially when it comes to space games. And using XP on the Frontier as a benchmark here, because you know, that was very good for what it did. I actually think that with the ability these days that people have to write scripts and to import mod, as in modify games and apps and this, that, and the other, you don't even necessarily need voiceover or any screen reader to make it work. You could, in fact, input a set of scripts that you could use on installation, and will access on installation, depending, you know, do you need them or don't you? If you don't need them, then you don't install the scripts. If you do need them, you install them on installation of the program. And these scripts would, at either keyboard command or gesture, tell you what you needed to tell you the things you needed to know. Now, I'm guessing that because Apple's iOS is quite a closed operating system, that this isn't that might not necessarily be as feasible as, let's say, on a Windows platform. Although I think from iOS 8 onwards, they're opening the system up a little bit. Because obviously it's going to allow, they will allow, let's say, for example, Flexi to be used in third-party applications as an additional keyboard, if you so chose, which is, you know, a good thing for those that want it. And why not? But yeah, I don't know. I think before people actually go making demands like this, they need to actually think about what they want to demand or request, whatever. Because, you know, you could potentially be creating a situation whereby instead of going forward in accessibility terms, a step back could be taken because people could be thinking, well, you know, why should we bother? Yeah, why should we bother and all this sort of thing? But no, guys and girls, demanding that all apps be made accessible is not the way forward. And certainly punishing Apple for it, it definitely isn't the way forward. You need to be talking to actual app developers and engine developers as well. Because there's two parts to making any program. There's the people that actually code the end product, and there's people that actually code engines, as in the foundations that people use to create the end product. So, you know, it's a twofold thing, and yeah, people actually need to be aware of this. Anyway, that's my 10 cents, pounds, pennies worth of all this. Take care, everyone. Speak to you all soon. Bye for now.